Are you thinking CKUT 90.3?
In winter, these frogs become smug.
Nope, it was a bit like being thrown under the bus and undermined, you know?
Tonight at 7, we see what happened to this worthless little sponge man.
Mr. Pop.
I warn you, this could scare you. The hearing of the sounds from hell is very real. Supernatural. Warn listeners in advance. It has always haunted me. And I warn you, what you are about to hear is very disturbing indeed.
Howls from Hell. Real metalhead. Real metal. CKUT 90.3 FM. Welcome to hell. Ah, ha, 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 ha,
ha. You're listening to Howls from Hell on CKUT 90.3 FM, and warning, big ol' alert, this is actually a pre-recorded episode, so we're not doing it from home remotely but live. This is from home remotely and pre-recorded. John, how you doing
today? Yeah, much like an onion, this show has layers to it.
What else has layers, John?
Parfaits, of course. Yeah, so we're gonna be peeling away the layers of tonight, which is where our little setup here. Well, I guess we'll go through with the opening still. So I'm your host, John,
and I'm your host, Eric, coming in respectively from Ottawa and New York to bring you 2 hours of heavy metal here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Hope everyone is washing their hands and wearing their masks. And John and I are actually socially distancing so much that we're not only in different cities, but our tracks are staying separate tonight too.
Exactly. Yeah, we are fully sequestering both of our picks. So, you know, our usual format for our longtime listeners, you know to expect that in the beginning we go with the heavy and then we go into like more death black towards the end. So we're gonna do like a full like progression through that for an hour, and then we're gonna go right back and start peeling away a new onion.
Exactly. So it'll actually be a fun little format. First, we're going to hit you up the up inside the head with about an hour's worth of picks from me, and then afterwards, you will hear a hand-picked playlist from John, so it's kind of like you get two mini-shows for the price of one here. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, and then so what I did was I looked at Eric's songs, and I just looked at each song one by one and thought, well, that's a good song. This song is like that. And then that's how I did it.
By the looks of it, it was more like, that's a Canadian band. All the
in winter, these frogs become smug.
Nope, it was a bit like being thrown under the bus and undermined.
Tonight at 7, we see what happened to this worthless little sponge man.
Mr. Pop.
I warn you, this could scare you. Sounds from hell is very real. Paranormal, supernatural. Warn listeners in advance. It has always haunted me. And I warn you, what you are about to hear is very disturbing indeed.
Howls from Hell. Real metalhead. Real metal. CKUT 90.3 FM. Welcome to hell. Ah, ha, 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 ha.
one else but Ghost with Stand By Him off of the Opus Eponymous album, kicking off 2 hours of Howls from Hell. We are John and Eric, and we're going to bring you a ton of metal here tonight on CKUT 90.3 FM. How you doing tonight, John?
We are feeling great.
Royal we.
Exactly. I think we picked a great set. Unfortunately, Sam's not here, but that does give us the chance to pick longer songs. So we took full advantage, I think, because tonight you're going to hear songs from Yob, Dream Theater, and
Dream Theater, let's get this background music going. Boom.
Hello.
Hello. A little bit of Train of Thought. I was super into that when I was 17.
Oh, yeah. I used to listen to it on the train, so.
Oh, my God. You're so meta. The girls must have been all over you. I was once so cringy that I made my own Train of Thought t-shirt. Like, I used a Sharpie on a white t-shirt to make, like, the Dream Theater logo on the back, and it had, like, Train of Thought on the front. Yeah.
Oh.
DIY Dream Theater bootleg merch.
That is incredible. Can you send me one? Like,
for you, I'll give you a nice cutoff, you know?
Yeah, can we have a Howls from Hell homemade Dream Theater giveaway contest?
Folks, we are going to miss Sam tonight. No word of a lie there, but we did have some fun with the playlist. We got a ton of power metal. And we got a couple of other, like, I don't know, guilty pleasures. Like, we will have some Dream Theater later, because Sam likes to poo-poo on that. I feel like Yob and TRC are also a couple of options that she may have sneered at. So I'm pretty pleased with our picks.
Yeah, I think it's time to get right into it. Let's dive headfirst into this Doom number 2.
All right, you're listening to Howls from Hell on CKUT 90.3 FM. Time is 9:10, and this is Yob.
know the world existences. Your love is waiting, but tender shiver as I just went in a computer taking a test on. We could be what we like, could be your fight. And you'd like, if you like, I'm trying to fit from anyone. We just think of the level, we just think of the dog. We're playing back against world, are we?
Can everybody on BP stop? I dive in deep cause I got a real watch. And I can say what I want, cause even if you think this is the same clock, the fuck off. Yeah, they say we've gone soft and sold out, at what cost? So if they still want peace, well let's eat. Burn this seat at this table cause you ain't as hungry as me. Hey, you wanna call me a cheat? That just means I leave. It's just me, as long as it's hard not me and these lungs do breathe. Here's a goof, say boo, I dare you. Yeah man, I'm serious, you got a point to prove, but it's more than you can chew. Yeah, my dreams don't work well, don't know about you. Let's get to move, yeah. Your dudes look so blue cause we speak so true. So all these people on beef gotta stop. I dive in deep cause I got a real watch. And I can say what I want, cause even if you say this ain't pop the fuck right off. Yeah, they say we sold out, I've gone soft, at what cost? So if they still want beef, well let's eat. Burn this seat at this table cause you ain't as hungry as me. You wanna call me a cheat? That just means I leave. It's just me. As long as it's hard not to beat and these lungs do breathe. And to be honest, I'm done repeating myself, man. That's it. Shout out Nathan. And if you're wondering why we keep our circle tight, I tell you why.
Freeze! I don't do the most. None of these stand close. One circle is small. So good luck, if you touch one of us, when you can win.
We go in.
Freeze, I don't think the most. Those are kids that close. One circle is small. The island is my two. But just stand up. Always in for backup. So bad luck. We all go in!
Thank you. It's easier to walk away than look it in the eye. But I've given all that I could take, and now I've only habits left to break. Tonight I'll still be lying here surrounded.
You're listening to Howls from Hell, from classic hits to circle pits, and everything in between. CKUT 90.3 FM.
Listening to Howls from Hell. From solos to tremolos, we got you covered.
Trap the night away.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Forever you'll be guilty. Forever you'll be.
That was Giants from Gravedigger, and you're listening to Howls from Hell, and specifically the power metal portion of Howls from Hell, because right before Gravedigger, we had some Bloodbound and some Masterplan, and one before Sodom was Dream Theater. So you can tell we're having fun tonight with Sam at the studio.
It's her favorite part of the show, and she's missing it.
Exactly. Definitely getting away with some stuff that we normally couldn't, like some cheesy intros and generally cheesy material. We actually have a bit more. So, great.
I don't think she would have liked that Dream Theater. Two minutes of just, you know, James LaBrie being like, morning comes too early.
And you know they feel like themselves that this was an amazing thing to write, you know? Like,
no, this is really... John, come here. Tell me what you think. Yeah, James, this is really good stuff, man. Yeah, this is great.
Yeah, and then, Jordan drew Gus in the corner. What if I had a little bit of this?
Look! Like, Dream Theater. Yeah. In studio, dude, you got it. That's it, man.
Exactly. They're like all those. They're like TikTok stars, but 20 years ago.
And they went to Berkeley. They'll have you know.
Actually, when I went to the John Petrucci bourbon tasting thing, he did mention, when me and the guys were at Berkeley, that actually we
part of any John Petrucci drinking game, you know?
Yeah, so I didn't realize in your bingo scorecard, him mentioning Berkeley is definitely to be on it.
Well, we love power metal here, and luckily we have one more power metal track to finish the onslaught of power metal. So without further ado, let's dive right back into it. We have a packed second hour coming up for you guys, so stay tuned. It's about to get way heavier. We're going to go into the death metal and the black metal and all that wonderful stuff. But before that, one more power metal track to bring us a little bit closer to 10 o'clock. You're listening to Howls from Hell on CKUT 90.3 FM. Time is 9:45. And coming up next is a little bit of Pathfinder.
Keep it locked.
We're exploring all dimensions as we fight and we spend this battle.
You're listening to Howls from Hell, your weekly dose of Satan on CKUT 90.3 FM.